Hi guys, before we dive into this week's episode, we want to share an awesome opportunity that we have for you.
Our friends over at BMCC Au Pair Experience, who offer J1 credit approved classes for au pairs, are giving you guys the chance to win a $275 gift certificate, and that's equivalent to the price of a full class.
If you haven't heard of BMCC Au Pair Experience, they are a company that offers both online and in-person classes for J1 visa credits, and they connect you with teachers who are experts in the field they teach.
Classes range in focus from professional development to ESL to American cities and include lessons in psychology, English pronunciation and self-care practices.
They also offer travel classes to iconic US cities including New Orleans, San Francisco, New York City, Chicago and Washington DC. Earn your credits for your J1 visa in thought-provoking, skill-based academic classes you'll love with BMCC Au Pair Experience.
As we mentioned, they are currently holding a giveaway to win a free class by going to the BMCC Au Pair Experience Instagram page, which is at Au Pair Classes. More information on contest rules and how to enter is on their page. The contest closes March 13th, 2022. Good luck!
Good luck! Hi, I'm Steph.
Hi, I'm T.
You're listening to Au Pair T, the podcast.
Follow us on Instagram at Au Pair T. Hey guys, and welcome back to Au Pair T, the podcast. This is season 3, episode 15. Hi, Steph.
Hello, welcome back, everybody.
How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
Good, yeah.
Can't complain. Tired as usual, the huge.
Same shit, different week.
Exactly. So,
as you obviously heard, we just did a little shout out to the giveaway that we are running with BMCC Au Pair, but also we need to apologize for being kind of silent for the past month. We had a couple of issues with scheduling. I was sick and then I was on vacation.
I was also sick.
Yeah, at different times. And it kind of got a little bit under us, but we're incredibly sorry and we're ready to come back. So here we are. We've been talking about chores, and there is a general consensus as to what you are allowed to do. I mean, there are guidelines what you are actually allowed to do versus what au pairs actually do. And here at Au Pair Tea, we obviously want to give you as much we want to give you a realistic image. Now, when we were planning this episode, we realized, hey, we've actually kind of talked a little bit about what we personally do chores wise. Mm-hmm. And you can find that in our scheduling episode. So we thought this time in this episode, we would gather a more representative sample. So we reached out to our fellow au pair friends and we asked them what they do, because we want to give you guys, especially those of you who are future au pairs, a better idea as to what is the norm of being an au pair in the USA in terms of chores, and also realistically what you can expect.
It's one of those things in the au pair world that has a very thin line, and there's a lot of things that have that very thin line. You don't know kind of shouldn't I, is it not, you know. So and I we have to give a shout out to Emily, who actually gave us the inspiration for this episode by sliding into our DMs. She shared a screenshot from a Facebook group where somebody had asked, you know, what are the expectations for au pairs when it comes to chores, what should be or shouldn't be doing, and it caused a lot of debate on that post. So she thought it would be good for us to cover the topic on our podcast. Spill the tea, as it were. On
we love a bit of controversy.
Specific subject. So that is exactly what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do. So maybe we should kick off, Steph, with maybe glossing over what the actual guidelines state. What do they state, Stephanie?
What do they state? So if a host family requires you to do chores, they must give you time during your work hours to complete them. So they can't be like, okay, you need to do your 10 hours of work and then there's an hour of chores on the end. No, thank you. You have to do it within that 10-hour day, within the 45 hours. And they must only be chores to do with the children. CC states that light housework directly related to the children is all your host parents can ask of you. So you can't like do the host parents' laundry or clean the windows on the outside of the house or hoover out the car, that kind of thing, on a regular basis. You are only expected, as per cultural care, to do light housework and nursery duties.
Yes. Basic. You got that, guys? Just take that.
You got that? Write that down, babe.
Got it? Yeah. Good. Now we're going to flip you over. Okay. So, as we said, we reached out to actual living, breathing au pairs, and we were like, what's the shit? What's the tea? What's going on? Tell us what you're required to do, and then tell us what you do off your own back. Because a lot of the time, where the confusion comes in, where the arguments come in, where the disagreements come in, where the issues come from, are that au pairs do more than is required slash expected slash in the guidelines, but they do it off their own back. And a lot of the time, host parents, unfortunately, this is not for every host parent, obviously, but there have been definite cases where host parents have either pushed the boundary willingly, mm-hmm. well, knowingly or unknowingly. They have done things that go against the rules. I know of a couple of au pairs who have had issues with their host parents, either saying, hey, you need to do this because you are our au pair and we hired you, or saying, hey, look, we'll slip you an extra $25 if you do our laundry, okay? That's not okay for not future okay. reference, everybody.
No.
So we kind of split the answers and the responses. So we split them into what is actually what they have been asked to do by the host parents when they arrived versus however long they've been here, what they decide to do off their own back. And we're going to go through them and be careful. There are some very fine lines, as Steph said.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because, you know, you live in this house and you kind of just do things if you see them. Like, I will take the trash out if I see that it's full. It's not part of my duties, but, you know, it's I live in this home and it was what I would do in my own home. And if I know that my host parents aren't going to be back until like 6 p.m., like, I'm not going to just leave a full trash can and keep adding to that throughout the day. Like, I'm going to take it out. Like, there's things like that. And there is a very, very, very fine line. And I think because we are kind of similar to nannies. We've talked about this before, one of our first episodes. And when you hire a nanny, 99% of the time, the role is nanny slash housekeeper. Mm-hmm. And you can tell a nanny to take the trash out, hoover the car, do whatever the hell you need her to do around the house, because it normally comes alongside the nanny role. Yeah. Whereas an au pair is specifically a childcare role, and there is rules and guidelines, as we've said, that are set out to ensure that the au pair is not going above the duties that is required. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where the line is kind of swerved sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to put out there, like, some host families, you guys need to be respectful, because
she's calling you out, guys.
Calling you out, because, you know, au pairs do a lot. Like, we work a lot, we're very stressed, we're very tired. So, you know, you should be respectful, not leave the kids' mess, quotations, from the weekend when you guys have been with them for the au pair to clean up when they start working on Monday, because that's kind of that's kind of contradicting. That's not how it works.
That's rude.
We will clean up messes that are made by the kids when we are with them, but to expect us to go and like clean up all the mess that was left from when you were with the children because it's the kids' toys or the kids' dishes or the kids, I don't know, whatever, is kind of disrespectful, you know.
That's it, isn't it though? That is the line.
The line.
There's a difference between it being the kids' toys versus the kids' toys when you are with them. That's where the confusion comes in.
Right. Because the parents probably like, oh, well, this playroom is an absolute mess, but this is the au pair's job because this is the kids' stuff.
Ah, but it's so not though, is it, guys?
Tidy it up. No, because the kid made that mess when I was off and you were with them. So you have to tidy it up.
Just as you would, because you're their parent. You would help them tidy up. Exactly. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see where the confusion's coming in, guys.
There's
already.
A lot here.
Controversy.
Yeah, yeah. It's oh, the line is very thin.
Oh my god.
It could blow away in the wind.
Oh my god.
So let's go through the responses that we got from au pairs and what they do.
Yes.
And what they do off their own back.
Okay.
Hit it, girl.
So generally, most of the responses, and if you're an up-and-coming au pair, this is what you can expect to do. The kids' laundry. Most au pairs do their kids' laundry. Most
yes,
of them.
Yes, like 98% of them.
Yeah, I do my host kids' laundry. Like,
I do mine too.
Every week. Steph knows, and I've said it before, I freaking love them. I love folding laundry. It's like a weird thing I have. Anyway, my host dad loves it too. Me and Ricky share a special laundry bond with Game. Anyway. Was so weird. So yeah, basically most au pairs, generally from the consensus that we got, is they, you know, they do the kids' laundry, they tidy kids' rooms. Some au pairs tidy the kids' rooms while they're at school. Some au pairs help the children and encourage them to tidy while they're with them, which is what I do. I do
a bit of
clean
both.
My kids' rooms. I don't clean my kids' rooms up. I clean with them. So I'm like,
I kind of do a bit of both, but mine are obviously younger. Obviously, I have a baby and a two-year-old. Yeah. My two-year-old Henry, I will try and get him to tidy up with me when we're playing in the playroom and stuff like that. But on a general consensus, like putting books away or whatever, like if he's at school, I'll just like go around and do it. But then he's younger, he's still understanding the concept of like tidying up after yourself and stuff. So, you know, I'm encouraging him, but also like I'll just do it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just quick if you do it.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Sometimes, oh gosh. And then they try to help you, like, I'll just do it. So yeah, I mean, you could be asked to tidy up after them or help tidy up with them. That's completely fine. Mm-hmm. Other common ones are preparing any of the meals during the day for the children.
For the children. Don't go cooking for a family of six, babe.
No. Don't be making paella for your host parents and no one else, okay? But yeah, you know, just general, like either making lunch for school or making them a dinner, usually breakfast, giving them a bath or a shower if they need it. Just those general kind of things to keep the children clean and alive and fed. There's also a couple of other things, like if your kids do extracurricular, I mean, the host parents may ask you and they can ask you, you know, hey, can you make sure that they've got their soccer stuff with them? Please make sure that they pack this, an extra snack in their bag for school or something like that.
Yeah.
Because that's related to the children and that's perfectly reasonable.
Another thing that you will probably 100% be doing is cleaning dishes that are used by the kids or you throughout the day. So again, this is, again, a very fine line. And this is something that I go over the line with as well, because like, so there'll be all the breakfast dishes or whatever in the sink. And some of them are used by the kids. Some of them are used by my host parents. And my host parents always say, you know, leave the dishes that we used. The kids' dishes.
No.
Like, but I'm like, I cannot leave dirty dishes
They're
in the
all
sink.
Going in the same place, though, right?
I will
put
them all in the dishwasher. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, I will just empty the whole sink, put it all in the dishwasher.
Yeah. That's where the line is coming out, though, Steph, because you've just combined what they can ask you to do versus what you're doing off your own
back. What I'm doing off my own back, exactly. That's what I mean. Oof. So that's how thin the line is, guys, you know?
Where is the line? I can't see it.
I could just leave the dishes because that's not part of my job, bro. And my host parents even say, you know, don't do it. But, like, I can't leave dirty dishes in the sink. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So
people are going to see more. Do you know what, before we, I'm honestly, Steph, you know, number six,
yeah,
I'm just gonna,
we have to talk
out.
About I this one to... if the oh. person if the person that gave this answer is listening,
come
girl
forward.
Sort it out, babe. Okay, this is not okay.
This is
I was reading
shook.
This as T was typing it, and I was just like, I was face palming, I was gasping. It's not good.
Are you ready for this, guys? So this au pair, who obviously I would anyway, but wishes to obviously remain anonymous before I can talk, she does a couple of like laundry things anyway, like normal things, but her chores that her host parents have required her to do and said in their profile what you have to do are grocery shopping every Monday, clean the oven and the stovetop after every use, do the kids' laundry, prepare their lunches, meal prep for the week for the children. So every Sunday she works for 2 hours in the morning meal prepping. The children have color-coded closets and she has to keep on top of that, like making sure that it's all in the right place. She packs and unpacks her school bags. She does every day, the kids do 45 minutes to an hour of homework and she has to sit with them and do it. That's not unreasonable. That's part of it too.
Yeah.
But this, oh God, this one
got me. This was when I was like, no, babe.
So when it's the hot weather time and she lives on the West Coast, so they get a lot of good weather. She has to clean the pool before they use it when in season and clean when needed after. Even though their pool has a filter and they have a pool cleaner.
No.
I shit you not.
No. So the
blink
grocery
twice
shopping...
if you need help.
Literally. Like, the code emoji is the
like honestly
dragon.
The code. Oh my
like...
god.
Right, listen. the grocery shopping I get.
Yeah.
Okay. Some parents do that. For the kids, okay? For the kids. You're not going to go do the whole weekly grocery shop, okay?
I don't do grocery shop.
You pick
shop,
up the odd bits and bobs.
We all do it, all three of me and my host parents. We pick shit up throughout the week.
Cleaning the oven and stovetop. Okay, the stovetop, yes. I get that.
Yeah, clean it up.
The oven, that's a hard job. That's a hard job. That's not easy. The meal prep, I can't deal with that. The meal prep and the color-coded closet, okay, making the au pair be be in charge of that. When that is a niche thing that you want to do for your family, you should be the ones to keep those things going. That is not on your au pair to keep your little niche wants going. Like, that is no. That's not what we get paid for. Yeah. We don't get paid enough for that.
Hey, if you want a color-coded closet, that's honestly, you do you. That is
that's
your vibe.
That's your problem. That sounds like a you problem, babe.
Yeah, you can't ask the au pair to if keep you on top want of a color-coded
prep,
closet.
If you want a meal prep for the week, meal prep for the week. Like, don't make the au pair meal prep for the week.
I mean, I know that's some something you want to do for their kids, but she wasn't clear if she meal preps for the family as well. She didn't say anything.
Okay, well, if it's so for the kids, I guess it's fine. But like, why do kids need to be meal prepped for? What are you going to do? Pre-cook some chicken nuggets? Do you know what I mean?
Savage. Literally, honestly, all my kids eat a pasta and chicken nuggets.
I get that, like, I don't know how old the kids are, and I know that, you know, every family has their quirks. Things that they want and their quirks. Every family is different. But, like, this just seems like it's going over that line a bit too much.
Yeah.
Especially the pool thing was what got me. I mean, no.
No.
And if I was asked to do that, I would point blank say no.
I'd be like, that ain't my job. Girl.
Literally, I would, mean, and I wouldn't be scared to, because that is not okay. I wouldn't even clean my own pool if I owned my own pool. I'm not gonna go and clean someone else's pool.
If you can afford to have a pool, you can afford to hire someone
to get it
jokes
cleaned.
Jokes,
that's I mean, not jokes, that's true. Like, we're
you've got like a little shitty paddling pool from
we're
Aldi.
Not, it kind of is coming on to the brink of slavery.
Oh my god, girl, we can't joke about slavery.
No.
I mean, in terms of meal prepping, the furthest I go with meal prepping is I will make an entire box of pasta,
yeah,
put it in the Tupperware, right, and then just dig it out when
reheat
I need it.
Yeah. But like, I don't know, I just feel like there are some families, and I'm not dissing families,
you are,
that take advantage of having that extra pair of hands.
Some
there
do take the piss, and yeah, they know they do as well.
And it's not just with chores. Like, some families will take the piss and take advantage of au pairs. We've talked about this before, and it's a shame. But,
yeah,
you know,
all you have to do is look up on YouTube, Au Pair Horror Story.
Yes, exactly. And au pairs aren't angels, but, like, I'm just saying,
no.
Like, there's
know
there's
your rights.
Going above... There's just a line, and that's crossing it, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, that pool thing, that's not even a blurred line. That is like a full on.
That
you,
is wrong.
You've like pole vaulted over the line, and it's 3 miles behind you.
We can't see the line anymore. Not because it's thin, because you've gone so yeah, far away from it that it's not even in sight anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
that's not okay.
That one shook us, but moving on. Gosh.
Yeah. The moral of that is just be careful of what you're being asked to do, and don't let families take advantage of you just because you're there.
Yeah,
you know,
know
you
your workers' rights, everyone.
Exactly. And that's in any job, not just overbearing.
I know, right?
you have to communicate. We say this all the time.
Communication
is key. And if you don't agree with what you're doing, you don't think that it's right, you don't think it's part of the rules, you don't think that it's fair, talk to your agency, talk to your LCC, talk to your family, you know.
Yes,
because it's just, you can't be overworked. We do enough as it is, let alone cleaning a damn pool.
Oh, she snapped. So those were just some examples of what au pairs have been required to do by the host families. But the next set we're going to talk about is chores that au pairs have taken on themselves to do. The host parents haven't asked them to do it, but they say, hey, I don't mind doing it. So Steph, help me out.
Yeah. So a lot of these are kind of like unloading the dishwasher, filling the dishwasher, which is completely like I just said, I will put the plates and stuff in the dishwasher. The kids stuff, yes, I need that's part of my roles. But like, if there's just dirty things left in the sink, or that my host parents didn't have time to put in the dishwasher, I will do that. If dishwasher's full and I put it on, I will then unload it ready for, you know,
yeah,
later. And a lot of au pairs do that too. Putting the bins out is also here. Again, it's just a basic like chore that anyone would do in their own home that you just kind of do as part of the household.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's a respect thing as well. Like, you're respecting where you live, you're respecting your host parents.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants to live in a shithole. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
This one says that they make dinner for, like, the au pair makes dinner for themselves and their host mom. She fills and unloads the dishwasher. She puts bins out. They have a family dog, which she takes for walks, and they feed pets. Now, ugh.
Again, so in my old host family, we had a dog, and if I was taking the kids out for a walk, I would bring the dog with us. Sometimes I would take the dog out just on my own because I wanted to go for a walk and I wanted some companionship.
Companion.
And I liked the dog. Feeding the dog, I would give the midday meal because my host parents weren't here and I wasn't going to let the dog starve.
Oh my god, our dog gets fed twice a day, morning and evening.
Really?
Yeah, she's tiny though.
Holly's tiny, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a bigger dog. So like, sometimes I would do it. The cats that I have with my current host family, I've only fed once when my host family are away because my host mum's parents couldn't get here that evening to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't expect me to do it at any other time. But it wouldn't bother me if I had to, you know?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be something that you're required to do.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, a lot of host families have pets. A lot of them have dogs. So as long as you are fine to take the dog out. I have taken Holly out before. I have fed her only a handful of times. And that's only because my host parents, normally she gets fed around 6 p.m., like her evening meal. And sometimes I've done that because Ricky is working late or they're at an event or something's happened. And I'm like, hey, let me just feed Holly. It's just one less thing for you guys to do when she's hungry, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So again, this is one of those fine line things. Like, it's fine that they have a dog, but I'm not going to say legally because it's not like a thing, but they cannot ask you to do that.
It's something that if you want to do it,
But
you don't have to. It's not something that your host parents can say, I need you to feed the dog at 6 p.m. every day.
They can't expect you
to. They cannot do that. Yeah.
This one made me laugh. This one's
my favorite.
This person just said, no chores asked, so I do nothing, LOL.
That is the dream. She does
nothing.
There are some host families, honestly, that will have, you know, a cleaner or housekeeper as well as you. So you don't need to do anything because you have the housekeeper there that does all that stuff that you would do anyway.
I could never do that, like comfortably live here with the lifestyles that we have as well.
Mm-hmm.
I could never not help out.
Yeah, I feel like terrible. As an au pair, you're always doing chores, like whether that's packing a bag, whether that's packing a lunch box, whether that's giving them lunch. Like, surely she gives the children food.
Are you feeding these children? Yeah,
like maybe. You can't be doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they took it as chores being like cleaning and laundry. Yeah. Maybe.
Which
I'm
is
assuming
fair enough.
The children are being fed.
In my old host family, children
again,
blink twice. In my old host family, I really didn't do any chores. I didn't. All I did was clean up, like tidy up the toys. I didn't do laundry. I didn't do anything else. Cleaning wise, I just tidied up the toys and like made the beds sometimes. But apart from that, I really did nothing. So
yeah,
apart from obviously feed the kids, but like cleaning wise, I only tidied up. So I get it. That's kind of the same dealio.
Yeah, I think, like we said, I mean, the purpose of this episode was kind of just give you guys a little bit more of a general consensus as to what some au pairs do and what's expected and stuff. But I think a lot of this comes from knowing what the guideline is. And if you're not sure, ask your CC or read. It's literally written into your thing when you begin culture care, what you can and can't do.
We will end the debate right here. Au pair tea exclusive, we're ending the debate. The guidelines say light housework. I'll say that again. Light housework directly related to the children. Okay? We're repeating again. Light housework directly related to the children. Okay, it's all your host parents can ask of you. So they can ask of you to do light housework directly related to the children. They cannot ask you to do heavy housework not directly related to the children.
Yes,
it's really simple as that.
Yes, and I mean, cultural care, you know, even on their website, there is a whole section of what can au pairs do and can they help with chores. And it says, and it's in the policy and things like that. And it also says, you know, and they even give examples of what, you know, you shouldn't be allowed to do. Like, you shouldn't clean the entire house. You shouldn't prepare meals for the whole family. You shouldn't do laundry for the whole family. Yard work. It even says feeding and walking the pets. Now, you're not going to get penalized if you know, oh my God, you walk the dog, you are getting kicked out of the program. No, but as long as it's your decision and you offer to do it. So like I've taken on, I do more chores than I was ever required to do, but that's just that's not me being like, oh my god, look at me, but it's just out of, you know, like I said in the old episode about scheduling, like I noticed after a few months that, you know, my host dad would come home from work and he would have to make the kids lunches, and he said it wasn't his favorite thing to do. And I was like, well, hey, I have time when Hank is napping. What isn't it just easier if I just make them, because it's in my work time, I'm just chilling and doing laundry, whatever, anyway, I have time. It takes one thing off my host parents' plate, and yeah, it's something that I can do, and it's fine. So yeah, as long as you're not being forced to do something outside the guidelines and they're not trying to pay you under the table to do something, right, as much as extra money is tempting, it is not worth risking being penalized by cultural care and potentially ending your program. And, you know, if host parents are found to be doing this, they can lose their place as host parents too.
Yeah. And it is also something that is risky in the fact that, like, if you and your au pair had a falling out, or you and your host family had a falling out, they can use that against you. Like, oh, they're making me do all these extra chores.
Or, exactly. You know, and or when does one extra chore become three extra chores? Exactly. You know, when,
right,
if you cross that line, how do you know how much further it's allowed to go? You know what I mean?
Exactly. So as long as, you know, you, your host parents can ask of you to do things related to the children, laundry, washing the dishes that children use, making the children food, cleaning up their play spaces, changing their beds. But they cannot ask you to do things that do not directly relate to the children, such as their laundry, their meals, mowing the lawn, cleaning out the car, that kind of stuff. You know?
God, they wouldn't want me mowing the lawn. I'd fuck it up, mate.
In training school, my teacher gave us a good example of, like, if you...
Is this the window one?
Yeah, if you were painting with the children and they, like, got paint on the windows, but you were off, would you be required to clean it up?
No, but I would anyway.
Because
I'd feel terrible
because I was painting with the children. But if you were painting with the children, the host parents were around, but you were on duty, and they got paint on the windows, would you be expected to clean it up? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, the host parents are here, but you're on duty, you're with the kids, you're playing with them, so you're expected to clean it up.
Yeah. As long as you're on duty and it's related to the kids, it's fine.
Right, right. But if they did that and you were off duty, then you do not have to clean it, even though you probably would anyway. But, you know, it's going to be like, oh, what a shame. Can you tidy that up, please?
I honestly, I don't understand why this creates so much controversy and why creates so much confusion. Simple. It's so simple. It's light household duties related to the children. What is there to not understand there, guys? I don't know if it's just people,
like I said, I think trying to push it. Yeah, I think it's because host families relate to nannies very easily, and nannies do tend to do more than au pairs do. And again, there is, unfortunately, just host families out there that do take advantage of having an extra adult in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if they have a younger au pair that can be easily kind of, you know, taken advantage of. They're very like, you know what I mean? They're younger, less like life experience, and they can kind of get away with saying, oh, well, can you just like do this? They can tell, they will do little things to be able to tell if you're going to like question it or not.
Yeah.
You know?
So what can au pairs do to prepare for this? Well, I think, again, if you are a future au pair and you're listening to this, when you are interviewing with families, they should state on their profile exactly that they need to say what chores you will be expected to do as an au pair. So you can, one, get a feel for that. Two, talk about it in your interview and clarify it. And three, if the situation ever arises, you can just go to their profile, pull it out and put it in front of them and say, you never asked me to do that. I can't do that because it wasn't here. Blah, blah, blah. And your LCC will always back you up
with the
facts.
If it's not in the rules. Yeah. If it's not in the rules, if it's something that's not directly related to the children.
Yeah.
You'll get backed up on that, you know.
Yeah, this does cause a lot more issues than people realize.
Yes,
so always go back to basics.
And this is also something that really needs to be communicated if you're not happy with it. And I know it's really, really hard to kind of go up to your host parents and say, look, I'm not happy with something you're telling me to do. But there is rules, there's regulations, and there is rights. And you need to communicate anything you're not happy with. Otherwise, it's going to be miserable for you, and that's not fair.
Exactly, yeah. And it could be... Again, it's a very difficult conversation, but you could flip it over to them and say, hey, look, you asked me to walk the dog every single day and feed the dog three times a day. But actually, I'm not sure it's in the rules. I don't want you guys to get in trouble for doing that. I'm going to check with the LCC. So then it kind of puts it back onto them rather than you be like, I'm not doing it because it's not in the rules. It kind of, you know, if you say, hey, I'm actually not sure about this, I don't want you to get in trouble. let's check it with our LCC. Exactly. Then if they know they're in the wrong, they'll back off. Genuinely aren't sure, then they'll look into it. So,
and then you could slyly just put some advertisements for pet sitters on the counter.
Just pay the 12-year-old neighbour like a $1.50 an hour.
Look,
you know what
there's
I mean?
A pet sitter down the street.
Oh my god, mates rates. Oh my god, you get $30 off if you join today. Oh my god, a free shampoo. Free shampoo, Steph.
Jokes aside, it is a thing that happens, and au pairs are taken advantage of in this specific topic a lot of the time.
Yes.
And
be prepared.
Yes. So just make sure that when you're in the interview process, you do ask about it and get all the information, all the details on the extra chores that you're going to be asked to do, minus the childcare. And if you're not happy with anything, communicate.
Communication.
So there we go. We hope that we cleared that up for you a bit. I feel like we ended the debate pretty well there.
Yeah.
Say
it one more time for the people in the back. Light duties,
light housework directly related to the children is all your host parents can ask of you.
Anything else, they can bugger off. Yeah, but just don't let them take the piss. And you know, you're fine to offer out extra things, but
exactly,
don't strain yourself, babes. All right.
Yeah like, take the bin out if it's a bit full, put the dirty dishes in the sink.
Nah,
to not leave dirty dishes
the trash
in the sink.
Down just shove it down.
Yeah, but don't take the dog out for a walk 10 times a day. No.
Oh god, that'd be a skinny dog.
Don't clean the pool.
Yeah. Oh my
don't
god.
Clean the pool, don't clean the oven. Oh, you know, so anyway, we hope we cleared it up for you. And if you have any other questions, you can always slide into our DMs.
Yes.
But always just ask your LCC, check the guidelines on the cultural care website. They are all there. And go over to at au pair classes. As I mentioned in the beginning, they are doing a giveaway for you to win a free class, which is
Woo!
Amazing.
Honestly,
and they actually do great classes. Like, if I hadn't completed my credits, I would definitely do the self-care one. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I like it. I wish, literally, this giveaway happened just after I signed up for my classes.
Yeah, it did.
And I was like, god
it
damn
did.
It.
We all need a bit of self-care. Like, that really, I love that one. Self-care and stress management for au pairs. My god, we need that.
We should just host a giant au pair, like, Zoom, where we all just,
therapy
like,
session.
Have a bitch or something, or just do Zoom.
go over to our au pair classes. Yeah. Enter the giveaway, okay?
Yes, do it. And... can we, let's do for the emoji this week the money bag, since we have a giveaway. Money bags, money bags, the dollar money bag, guys. Thank
the
you so much for coming back. We're sorry that we were sick and on vacation and life got away. We are extremely sorry.
Yeah, we do have things in the works for the podcast. It's just about timing and planning. And I also did just put up actually a little box. I don't know if you've seen it yet, T, but I came up with a couple of episode ideas, and I asked people which one of those they would most like to see.
Yes.
So
let us know what you want to see, because this episode came from someone asking. A couple of episodes have come from people asking.
People requesting.
And suggesting,
so we do listen to you guys.
Slide in, yeah. Hans.
We'll be back next week or the week after. We're kind of talking about changing our schedules to every 2 weeks rather than every week.
Yeah.
Because things are slowing down now, we're coming to the end of our term, we're trying to figure out kind of what route we want to take with this podcast, and so just
we
want to
give you good content too,
exactly,
not rushed content.
Exactly, we want to actually put stuff out there that is going to be useful, that you would like to listen to, so we want to make sure that we are doing good episodes.
Yes, basically yes. But we love you very much.
So we will
be
back.
This is the longest outro ever.
We really appreciate you listening, and we'll be back soon.
All right.
Bye guys.
Ciao.
And that's the tea. Subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Instagram at @opairtea for more.
Thanks for listening.